One day, I asked Jeff to sit down and listen as I read to him from Rich Dad's Guide to Investing. Here's the passage I read from the book. Your first decision is to figure out in which quadrant you have the most chance of achieving long-term financial success. Pointing to the E quadrant, he said, you don't have the expertise that employers will pay the big money for, so you'll probably never make enough money as an employee to invest with. Therefore, your chances for financial success in the E quadrant don't look very good. We looked at each other and knew we didn't want to be employees for the rest of our lives. Jeff realized that grad school was not for him. Even though I was glad to have gotten a college education, I knew that using it to climb the organizational ladder wasn't for me. Concentrating on who we were and what we yearned for was our goal. I quit my job and we lived on our savings as we cut our expenses. We bought dozens of tapes about sales, finance, personal growth, motivation, and business. Our end goal was clear: to own a business and to retire young and rich. It wasn't easy. We started our first business. We would match up finance companies with small businesses that needed quick cash. The startup costs were about $7,000. And while it failed 6 months later and we lost about $10,000, the learning experience was invaluable. Unfortunately, we were running out of money. But we constantly reminded ourselves of two things. Rich Dad said failure is part of the process of success. Deepak Chopra said that success is a process, not a destination. That's what kept us going. Now I was beginning to understand why Rich Dad told Robert that preparing to be rich requires mental preparation. Choosing to be rich and following through with it takes everything you've got. You have to want it so badly that you're willing to learn all the hard lessons that come along the way. I have to admit that this period was a true test of character for me. My personal obstacles, fear and laziness, would kick in. Sometimes I considered getting a job and forgetting about retiring young and rich. Sometimes I thought I should just become a homemaker and nag Jeff to find a job to support me. Now and then, I would break down and cry. But we chose not to be employees. We would rather fail 1,000 times than get up every morning for the rest of our lives trapped in the rat race. We stopped wallowing in our failure and moved on, all the while keeping focused on our goal to retire young and rich. We came to the conclusion that figuring out what our next business would be was next on our agenda. We thought that maybe playing more Cashflow 101 would help. It did. After a lot of rounds, we came up with a strategy to get out of the rat race in the game. Our strategy was to first buy a little house with a small amount of passive income. Then, when the right buyer came, we would sell the house and use the cash to buy bigger deals with more passive income. We advanced to playing Cashflow 202, where we realized that it was possible to buy capital gains deals, liquidate them, and then use the funds to buy cashflow deals. Based on the games, we decided to use our newfound strategy in the real world. We put two pieces together: lump sum of cash plus real estate equals flip. Our next move was to flip a house, which means to buy it for a small amount, fix it up, and sell it for a quick profit. But we knew we needed someone else on our team. We wanted John to join us. We knew he was having a challenging time in the corporate world. He disliked the selfish, promotion-hungry attitudes portrayed in the corporate culture. He realized quickly that he was in the wrong work environment and had to figure a way out. Before John's encounter with corporate America, he had also been reading Kiyosaki. Taking Rich Dad's advice to heart, he decided not to follow the spending habits of his peers. He rented a cheap place, didn't buy a car, packed his own lunch, and lived on 1/3 of his income. He was able to save $20,000 in 10 months. Reading Kiyosaki, hating his job, and realizing how big of a bite taxes and expenses had on his paycheck, John decided to rethink his plan to work at his job for 5 years. He decided to cut it down to a year and to learn as much as possible during that time. To his surprise and delight, he was laid off after working for 10 months. Jeff and I tried to persuade John to join us before and after his layoff. John finally gave in to our pleas, returned to Utah, and joined us. Our business triumvirate was formed. We were ready to buy real estate.